Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494 is how you hop in. And you could do that in a couple minutes. Right now, though, we're going to go out to the guest line. Elliot Shore Parks, 94WIP.com, is going to join us here. Talk some NFL as it's coming back now. It's not going to be what we thought or we expected or what's usual around this time of year. But training camp, a different kind of training camp in summer, is set to begin. Some Eagles stuff to get into. Elliot, how you doing tonight?
Doing good. I'm doing good. It's pretty crazy to think that a week from now, the entire Eagles roster will have reported to the NovaCare complex.
It is crazy. I mean, it's crazy how we waited so long for sports to come back, and now it's all going to converge at once with all these sports coming back, including the NFL. And, Elliot, it's crazy. I mean, a week ago, you had all these players talking about how, you know, they want to play, but they need to get all these policies in place and make sure the testing is right, and they were fighting against the preseason. And then, like, instantly it happened. I mean, they got what they wanted, and they're going to come in and get tested and get tested every day. But the one thing that is now going to be the fallout is we're not going to have a typical summer in any way, especially with no preseason. And I think it's a problem. I think the NFL product is going to be hurt without the preseason. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, I think it's funny that all summer we all were saying, we can't wait for sports to be back. We can't wait for sports to be back. And now people are excited there's no preseason games. Like, I want all the football I can get. Preseason games are some of my favorite time of the year. I think they're great to look at the bottom half of the roster, the training camp battles, all that stuff. So the fact there'll be no preseason games is a blow. But not just that. I mean, the training camp itself, they probably won't put on pads until mid-August. And then they'll probably practice with pads for maybe, I don't know, 8 to 10 practices. And in a normal off-season or training camp, I went back and I looked because I chart every throw Carson makes each off-season. Last year I had him at maybe around 500-600 throws. I'd be surprised if before week one at Washington, he gets more than 120 throws with the first team offense in a real live snap setting. So they're just simply not going to get as much work in or anywhere close to it that they normally would.
And you're LA, there's no question about that. And I think it can hurt the passing game. It could hurt Carson. But the other part I think it's going to hurt is like the physicality of the game. You think about the offensive linemen. I know they have drills where they go kind of live, but like, it's not the same. Like, they will not actually hit someone for real until they go to Washington in early September. And I think about guys like, you know, linebackers, safeties, defensive linemen, corners. Like, the first time, let's just use, I don't know, Will Parks, right? The first time Will Parks actually tackles someone to the ground is probably, you know, Adrian Peterson in September in week one. And that feels like it's going to lead to a lot of sloppy football early in the season because these guys just aren't going to practice what they have to do in real games.
Well, what about a 38-year-old offensive lineman that's learning guard for the first time? Like, that's a guy that could probably use a few snaps before week one, right? I mean, so the Eagles, I would say, maybe more than other teams, needed this training camp. I mean, look at their receiver position, right? DeSean Jackson's a veteran, but outside of that, they have a lot of guys that are either going into their first training camp or their first training camp as a player that's going to start, like J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. So I do think the lack of reps is huge, but to the hitting thing, I'll say this. Doug Peterson is one of the best head coaches in the league, I think, at knowing what his players need and getting them ready. Like, very rarely do you see Doug's teams come out flat for an entire game. So I do think that leading up to these next few weeks and getting players ready, and you mentioned hitting and all that, Doug will have his pulse on the finger of this team. I do think he'll do a good job getting them ready.
Elliot, a couple free agents still out there. I feel like we've been throwing these names out for months and months, and they're still available. I mean, Devonta Freeman changed his agent yesterday, and maybe that spurs a deal with somebody. And then Jadeveon Clowney. I mean, I have SportsCenter on in front of me, or ESPN's on in front of me, and they're flashing across about a half hour ago. You know, Clowney's lowering his asking price. And I'm like, it's almost August. Of course he's lowering his asking price. He needs to find a job. And we've talked about both names before. Do you think a possible arrival to the Eagles could happen, makes more sense now the later we go? Or do you think the ship has sailed for the Eagles and free agents like that?
Well, one thing that could happen that could change the chances of it happening is the NFL and the NFLPA coming to an agreement on what the revenue loss is going to do to the salary cap. If the NFL and NFLPA agree that, you know, we're going to have the loss impact the cap over 10 years instead of all just next year, then the cap hit isn't as big for the Eagles. Then you could maybe see them add a Devonta Freeman for $4 million. As for Clowney, I know he wants to come here. I know that he's kind of always wanted to come to Philly. He wanted to come here last offseason as well. I just don't know if his number is going to drop low enough. I mean, people say, would you do it for $10 million? I don't even think the Eagles would consider that. I think, you know, if the cap really does drop as much people think, they won't sign him. And even then, I think they're just not going to want to give Clowney what he wants. I think if they wanted Clowney, they would have had him. They could have had him last offseason. They could have had him all this offseason. I don't think they're as interested in the player as other people are.
Elliot Shore-Parks, 94WIP.com, joining us here. Elliot, ESPN put out a future power ranking earlier this week where they basically ranked all the teams in the NFL based on what they could do or might do the next three seasons. So if you could start any, kind of pick up with any team the next 3 years, how would you rank them? And they had the Eagles six. So they went Ravens, Chiefs, 49ers, Saints, Cowboys, Eagles. What did you make of the Eagles ranking? I think they were third last year, so they dropped a little bit. They're behind Dallas. They're at number six. What did you make of that?
Well, when I first saw it, I thought it was ridiculous. Because when you think about the Eagles roster, the really only good young player they have is Miles Sanders. And you could put Dallas Goedert in there, but those are the only two. And then when you think about it more than that, and I saw they were taking into account head coach, GM, and that, I think that the backbone of Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, Doug Peterson, and I know me and you are on pretty much the same page about Carson, but definitely Carson belongs there. That backbone, I think, is just as good as any teams in the league besides maybe Kansas City. I'd rather have that power structure than the Ravens. I'd rather have it than the Saints, considering how old Drew Brees is. So if you look at what really matters in football, which is the head coach, the quarterback, and the GM, the Eagles are as set up as anybody over these next few years to be successful. Now, their roster itself, and I know ESPN really dinged them for this, they're an old roster that does not have a ton of talent, right? So that's a problem. But I think the power, the foundation of the Eagles is very strong, and I think that's reflected in the ranking.
Yeah, it is. And I agree with the way you kind of put it with the coach, GM, and the quarterback. The one thing, with all that considered, they still have Dallas ahead of the Eagles. And that was interesting to me, not because I think Dallas has a worse roster, I think they have a better roster than the Eagles, but because Dak Prescott is not certain to be there for all three of the years. I mean, the Cowboys might need to find a quarterback depending on how the whole thing plays out, yet they still had Dallas. And it made me think about the Mike McCarthy situation, Elliot. We both agree that Doug's a really good coach, and I would say Doug is a better coach than McCarthy, but I think at times the last few months we've talked about the Eagles and the Cowboys. I just think in general we aren't, as a fan base, talking enough about how much the Cowboys improved at coach. It could change this division. I don't think McCarthy's great, but I thought Garrett was a poor coach. I mean, the Cowboys, and I think this the ranking reflects it. I mean, McCarthy is an upgrade for them at coach, a big one, I think.
Yeah, well, I think the hiring of McCarthy is the biggest upgrade any team made this offseason at any position. Like, I think that's how big it is for him. Because you're right, I don't know if McCarthy's a top 10 coach, top 5 coach, but I know this. He is not maybe the worst coach in the league, which Jason Garrett was. Like, he was actively hurting them. And I also think there's a lot of similarities between what we saw with Andy Reid going to Kansas City with what you'll see with McCarthy now going to Dallas. Their resumes prior to switching teams are almost identical, and we've seen Reid kind of grow and then obviously go and win a Super Bowl. As for the Cowboys' entire roster, I think, again, when you go to that power structure, you can make the argument they have outdrafted the Eagles the last few years. Like, everyone likes to joke about Jerry Jones, and I know he's not technically the GM, but they have done a better job of adding young talent through the draft than Howie Roseman has. And Carson and Dak, I think that's, you know, probably a toss-up at this point. You can make an argument for Dak, you can make an argument for Carson. But the Cowboys are in better financial shape moving forward. Yes, they'll have to sign Dak, but they have the cap room to do it. The Eagles or $50 million over next year, and it could be worse depending on what happens. So I think the Eagles and Cowboys' future is pretty similar, but I have no issue with them being ranked fifth and the Eagles sixth.
All right, Elliot, last football one. Have you got any sort of, clarification from the Eagles or the NFL, or have any feeling on, like, what is it going to be like for you to cover whatever training camp looks like? We know the preseason is going to disappear, and that's that. We're both saying it's unfortunate because it was fun to watch and fun to get into. But the other part of training camp that I think fans really do enjoy is listening or hearing what you and everyone else that covers the Eagles has to say, because unlike back in the day with Lehigh, like, most fans can't go. I mean, once in a while, the Eagles would have, you know, once in a while you could go a little bit or you have the open practice. But for the most part, you, who covers the team, are kind of the eyes and ears for what's happening at training camp. Do you know what it's going to be like? Are they going to have it at the link where you could sit in the press box? I know the Phillies press corps, they have been able to be at a lot of the summer camp. They've been sitting in the press box and then and kind of just watching and talking about what they're seeing. What do you think it's going to be like for the Eagles?
It's going to be extremely different. And I'll start this by saying that I believe both the NFL and the Eagles have, from my communication with them, at least, and what I know of what could happen, they have tried to give the media as much access as possible. This is not a situation where they're trying to shut us out. But the reality is, the less people that are in the NovaCare and they're interacting with these players, the better the chances there's going to be football. So, yes, I want to be at practice every day. I want to be interviewing these players. But my guess is, this season, I probably won't be in the same room as a player all year. It'll probably be almost all Zoom interviews, which is kind of what, you know, they've been doing all offseason, and that's what the Phillies are doing, even though that the reporters are there. I'll probably be down at practice a fair amount, but I'll be far away. I'll be outside. I might not be at road games this year, so it is going to be extremely different, no doubt about that. But bottom line is, as long as there's football, I'll be happy. You know, if I could take 1 year of, you know, not being at away games, it is what it is. I'm just excited that it looks like there's going to be football.
Yeah, I am too. And it looks like all these sports are going to come back, and we're going to get this thing back up and run. All right, last one for you, Elliot. It's National Hot Dog Day, so we're debating the best hot dog topping. Like, give me your hot dog. You're having a hot dog. What are you putting on it?
Well, first I'll say it's got to be a potato roll. That's the obvious first start when I'm having a hot dog. So I'll go potato roll, and then I'm just a big relish mustard guy. That's all I need. Maybe some onions sometimes. Sauerkraut's pretty good, but just relish and mustard's all I need.
Yellow mustard or spicy mustard?
Definitely yellow mustard. I like spicy mustard on soft pretzel, but not on a hot dog.
Interesting. I'm a big spicy mustard guy. And yes, pretzel is at its best. Elliot, I appreciate you hopping on. We'll talk soon, and I guess next time we do, the Eagles are going to be back. It's great.
Yeah, hopefully we have training camp updates next time we talk, Joe.
Sounds great. Elliot Shorepark, signing for WIP.com. Elliot, I'll talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you soon.
There he goes. Elliot on the Eagles. I'm going to miss the Elliot Shore Parks training camp updates. I mean, am I the only one who locks into every incompletion and completion Carson Wentz has in practice? I said to Tucker on, I think it was one of the breaks, one of the collateral damages, I'll say, of no preseason and very limited access for reporters in training camp, I think the NFL is going to suffer from a lack of buzz in August. I know everyone's like, oh, the preseason stinks anyway. But you know what? There's a rhythm. I always feel this way. There's a rhythm to the sports calendar. And when you upset the rhythm, which obviously a pandemic is taking the calendar and the rhythm and just throwing it in the river. But think about the NFL, the rhythm of the NFL calendar. When you get to August, what is it? It's coverage of preseason games. Turn on SportsCenter, turn on WIP. We're talking about Elliott's training camp reports, whether Carson Wentz looks great or not, whether there's an injury, what Doug said, what happened in practice, who looks good, who doesn't. We're talking about the preseason game to come, the preseason game we just saw. Even if we all acknowledge, like, it's almost like a wink-wink, like, none of this really matters, it gets the Eagles conversation going again. It gets the NFL conversation going again. For example, I think the last 3 or 4 years, the NFL Network replays in its entirety every preseason game. Like, if you watch the NFL Network in August, like starting August 7th or 8th every year, you ever do this, Tucker? It's just games are on. Just like preseason games are on, like 24 hours a day.
Preseason games are the biggest disappointment in all of sports.
But they are, it's almost like, I'm trying to say, it's almost like the appetizer to the meal. Like, yeah, if you get a...
I'd be lying if I said I didn't get excited.
A couple of mediocre wings that come, chicken wings that come to your table before an actual good meal, you know, it's not that big of a deal, but it gets you ready for the meal. We're not getting any appetizers this year. Nothing.
No, it's just our steaks coming out with no preparation. And I agree. The month of August and everything through training camp is just going to be weird. And maybe the Phillies will be happy about it because the Phillies are going to have more coverage and
more attention.
And even with the Sixers hopefully still in the playoffs, the Flyers will probably still be playing. Like, it'll be better, I think, from a entire city perspective because we don't have a fourth sport trying to shove down our throats. But I think for the most part, it is going to be weird. I think this year, more than any other year, week one's going to jump up on us. As much as we've been anticipating a return to normalcy and a return of football, week one's going to be different because we don't have a month of every day going through Elliott's Twitter timeline, charting Carson Wentz's passes, and talking about a third-string running back from some Division III school we've never heard of, you know, how he should make the team.
And there's going to be a surprise, maybe in a good way, but also maybe in a bad way with the Eagles come week one that we're not ready for. Like, think about how many people cover the Eagles. They're there every day. We're all watching the preseason games. Like, let's just use Zach Ertz, for example. If Zach Ertz was kind of banged up and his hand was bothering him, we would either read a story, hear a report, or see him not play in a preseason game. You know, if someone significant on the Eagles is kind of banged up, do you think we're going to know about it? I don't think we're going to. They could just kind of not say anything in the post-practice stuff. He'll be a limited participant or whatever. Like, they could be vague about it. Like, there's going to be aspects of the team that we won't know. We won't have any clue on. Like, at least when there's preseason and there's training camp that's open for reporters to be there all the time and in the locker room and stuff, it's like you get a glimpse of what you think the team's going to look like. We may be wrong. Some years we're wrong. But there's that glimpse. That's not going to be there this year. It's going to be like, close your eyes and then open them up. It's like, oh, the Eagles are back. It's going to be different. I think the buzz the NFL usually generates in August is going to be much different and much less this year. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Dan, Northeast Philly. He wants to talk a little baseball and hot dogs. What's up, Dan?
What's up, Joe? How you doing?
I'm doing well, Dan. What's up tonight?
I think there's something you're missing. You're talking about all this stuff, but what's the best way to make a hot dog? How do you cook it?
Grill it.
How?
I put it on the grill.
Grill, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, steaming's good. Grill, yeah, grill's better, but I remember years ago, like back in the early 70s, we used to have a drinking hole along the railroad, and we'd have a wood fire. Now, you were just camping. Did you have a fire when you were up there?
We did. Each night, we made a wood fire, yes.
Yes. Well, did you sharpen up a stick, and you put the hot dog on the end of the stick, and you cook it over the wood fire?
That's even better than the grill.
Right. And guess what? You don't need a roll. You don't need ketchup. You don't need mustard. You don't need nothing. I used to eat it right off the stick. There's nothing better than a hot dog off a wood fire. I don't care what anybody says.
You know what? I hadn't thought about that, and no one brought it up. But that you're right. When you cook something like that off of the fire right there and you roast it, it's better that way.
Oh, man, it's the best. But I'm just psyched. I can't wait till Friday night. You know I'm going to call on there leading off.
Oh, I expect that. Dan, I'd be shocked if I didn't see your name up there at 6 o'clock. I'll be ready.
No, Joe, I have a question, though.
Yes.
Remember the guy that used to always call in last year, that Bob from Lower Pottsgrove?
Yes.
Have you heard from him?
So, Dan, we haven't heard from Bob, I think, since the end of last season.
Last game of last year.
Yeah, I hope he's okay, Dan. And my guess is that we're not going to hear from him until 6:01 on Friday, and he's going to be on the line with you waiting.
Oh, I hope he is. I hope nothing happened to him because I haven't heard nothing from him for, like you said, since the end of last season.
Yeah, I think he's mostly just a Phillies guy. So, you know, when we talk Eagles or whatnot, he's probably not much interested. But I'm expecting him to be there. And, you know, we're getting baseball. Aaron Nola on the mound on Friday night.
I can't wait, Joe. Thanks a lot. I'll catch up with you later.
You got it. There he goes. Yes, we have not heard from Bob in Lower Pottsgrove. I assume, and it's an assumption, but I assume Bob is just waiting by the phone, and it's actually, here's my guess, 5:59 on Friday. Tucker is settling into his studio over there, getting ready to produce Leading Off, and then Jim Jackson, and then the first Phillies game of 2020. My guess is two phone calls will pop up on the board right away, and one will be Dan in Northeast Philly. And one will be Bob in Lower Pottsgrove. That's my guess for Friday, that the Bob in Lower Pottsgrove bat signal will go off and he'll be there.
I mean, he's the leadoff hitter for Phillies games.
He's I've done leading off for two seasons. This will be my third one doing it. And I feel like not many, I mean, maybe a handful, but not many of all the weeknight games that I've done, Bob's been there. He has something to say every night.
I mean, he calls at like 5:57. He calls before the show even starts.
Yeah, he's going to call on Friday. But does he call before you even get in the booth there?
I would say during the exchange between me and Jack, his phone number will pull up. I just searched our call log real quick. It looks like the last time he did call was September 27th, which I believe was the last game of the year.
Or maybe was it the last Friday
night? Or the last Friday. It may have ended on the 29th.
Yeah,
I think
that makes sense. The last Friday night of the year. I expect him to call again on the first game. You know what I'm most excited about, the way the schedule broke down? I'm most excited that we're getting a leading off for opening day. Usually we don't. Usually leading off is a day game. The Phillies have played, and then they play, what, 3 o'clock in
it's
Atlanta?
Usually 3, yeah. It's a weird time.
They played afternoon game the last 2 years. So I think I came on after the game the last two seasons. This year, it's a 7 o'clock Friday night game. Two nights from now, and it's going to be great. Aaron Nola on the mound. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. I will come back. You know what I want to do on the other side? I want to give you my Phillies roster prediction for the 2020 opening day. So tomorrow, I think by noon, the Phillies have to submit their roster. I've got it in front of me. I've got the roster, 30 names. This is who I'm predicting will be on the Phillies 30-man roster. I'll give that to you next, coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.